I waited outside in the hall. I waited a long time. The nurse came to the door and came over to me. "I'm afraid Mrs. Henry is very ill," she said. "I'm afraid for her."
"Is she dead?"
"No, but she is unconscious."
It seems she had one hemorrhage after another. They couldn't stop it. I went into the room and stayed with Catherine until she died. She was unconscious all the time, and it did not take her very long to die.
Outside the room in the hall, I spoke to the doctor. "Is there anything I can do tonight?"
"No, there's nothing to do."
"Can I take you to your hotel?"
"No, thank you. I'm going to stay here a while."
"I know there is nothing to say. I cannot tell you."
"No," I said. "There's nothing to say."
"Good night," he said. "I cannot take you to your hotel."
"No, thank you."
"It was the only thing to do," he said. "The operation proved..."
"I do not want to talk about it," I said.
"I would like to take you to your hotel."
"No, thank you."
He went down the hall. I went to the door of the room.
"You can't come in now," one of the nurses said.
"Yes, I can," I said.
"You can't come in yet."
"You get out," I said. "The other one, too."
But after I'd got them out and shut the door and turned off the light, it wasn't any good. It was like saying goodbye to a statue. After a while, I went out and left the hospital and walked back to the hotel in the rain.